Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Good day.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about how the kids are back in school, at least ours.
Woohoo!
And what we're going to do with all this extra time now.
Woohoo!
We don't have to put anybody in the closet and lock the door anymore.
Woohoo!
Let's take a question. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members.
Just kidding.
One of our members on landinvestors.com online community. It's free. Drinking.
Oh gosh, where's mom? I don't know. She must be in the closet again. Okay.
Wasn't there a gallon of wine on the counter yesterday?
No. I don't know where it went. And mom's gone. Thank God school's back. Okay.
Little Jackie, why is your mom never here?
I don't know. Mom who?
I don't know. She got her passport renewed yesterday.
Exactly. Then she's gone.
There's a lot of food in the refrigerator, though.
That's right. And the key's here. Whatever. All right. Luke asks, what accounting software are people using? I don't like the idea of paying a monthly fee for a lot of cloud-based programs. But maybe that's just what I'll have to do. The QuickBooks Premier that I bought, I quickly returned after 4 hours on the phone with customer support because it won't connect with my Capital One Spark Bank business accounts. I hope there's more to the question. Maybe that's it.
That's it.
Okay.
What software do you use? Luke, we love you, but I think you may be overthinking this.
Ah.
This is not the regular Luke. This is a different Luke. This is Luke Harris.
Right.
I use Excel, and I send it to our accountant once a month.
Yeah, what accountant do you use? Well, his name is...
The whole point of this is not... We're not going to answer the question. I just did. Don't worry. Jill's got a whole thing about... Don't sweat the details about some of this stuff.
Right.
This is not... I have an accounting background.
Right.
There are accounting-intensive businesses. This is not one of them. Mm-hmm. You know, you maybe have payroll. You've got some rent. Probably some subscriptions to stuff like Land Academy or whatever. These are not, they're reoccurring entries, and this is not complicated at all.
While this is important, this is not what you should be spending your time worrying about, right?
Which you should be outsourcing.
Right. That's the key. Don't think about it, Luke. Hire somebody. Move on. And
fact,
this Luke, I think he's at the level where he doesn't need to be thinking about some of this stuff. Right?
Maybe, I know Luke Harris is incredibly successful.
Yeah.
So is the other Luke. I mean, real quick, Jill, off the top of your head, what are the things you should outsource and what are the things you should keep in-house as a real estate investor of any kind?
Well, bookkeeping, number one. You know, any office detail, admin kind of thing, outsource that.
If you don't have a virtual assistant, I don't care if you're brand new. Or if you've been doing this, you know, for 50 years, find an overseas virtual assistant that works great and charges you $3 or $4 an hour and shove as much stuff as you can on them.
Just the real, real little stuff like call these 6 counties and find out the answer to this question.
Ding, ding, Joe.
That kind of thing.
Outsource all
right.
your back
that you
office
be doing.
Stuff.
Now, you should not be saying, scrub this data and get it back to me. Oh, no, no, that's you.
Pulling data and scrubbing data and pricing data. You should never outsource. You should learn how to do that yourself. That's what's going to put food on the table, ultimately. Two people could have two identical operations. One person outsources how they scrub data and then put it in the mail.
Right.
And then the other person, they've had a lot years of experience doing it and failing at it, by the way. The exact same mailer could go to the exact same place with different prices, and one's going to fail and one's not.
Correct.
Here's why, really quickly. There's, you know, when it seems simple on the onset. Oh, sure, I'm going to send an offer to every single one of those houses over there. There's a lot of different reasons that different prices need to be associated with different houses. Think about it like this. You think about where you live right now and two blocks over. Is the same pricing exactly the same? How about 7 blocks over? It's not.
So you
really need to practice that. What you don't need to practice is accounting software. Or learning WordPress to do a website, or there's a ton of stuff that can get so sidetracked from stopping you from making money and bogged down stuff.
picking the color green on your logo.
Yeah, picking a logo is a great one, Joe.
Yeah.
You know, so really have a conversation with yourself about what's important.
Mm-hmm.
And then who the right person is to do it.
Right.
For instance, the person that chose putting this question into our show today.
This is a good question.
It might not be the right person.
Oh, stop it. It is the right person. Because you know what? It sparked a good conversation as far as I'm concerned. I think this was a good question.
If you have a question, a real question,
Jack.
Or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic, because this is more important than software, not.
Jeez.
The kids are back in school. What are you going to do with all this time? This is the meat of the show.
Apparently, there are such things as stupid questions. Jack,
and stupid kids,
every
too.
Time, Jack, every time that comes up, I know there's no such thing as stupid questions. And Jack will go, hold on a minute. Yes, there are stupid questions, and please don't ask one. But yeah, you know what? There are stupid questions. Let's all be honest. And are the kids back in school? Are we all thrilled? Oh, heck yes.
That's why we're happy.
Whew.
Longest summer ever.
Man, I wasn't sure I was going to make it this year.
And we have good kids.
Yes.
So what is it with this homeschooling business? Why would you want to spend all that time with your school?
Oh, my goodness.
Our number three kid is smarter than both of us combined already. There's nothing left for me to teach him.
Yeah, other than don't get in trouble.
Don't get in trouble.
Don't
please
get caught.
Stay away from this type of female.
Don't ask stupid questions, especially of me.
This is how you should choose better, more appropriate parents for yourself.
Right. Are you really going to wear that? Just kidding.
Why do you look like a Vans advertiser?
Oh my gosh. That's
what is
true.
It with these kids and that stuff that they wear?
It's okay. It's all good.
If you ever want to have a blast for 2 hours and do something that's free and just walk out of it winning, go shopping with Jill.
What?
I have never seen anyone. She doesn't do it on herself. She won't spend money on herself.
Thank you.
But if the kids go shopping with her, she can blow through a couple thousand bucks.
You know, I have no trouble shopping for myself, too.
Really?
Thank you.
I don't see it because it's your own money.
Oh, thank you. You're sweet. So, yeah. All right. So, kids are back in school. So, how are you going to spend your time? Maybe you don't have time. But you know what? You have extra time. You can. So, why not try something? I don't know. Up your game. What if you're thinking about getting this, maybe you should, maybe it's the time.
Now you have time.
Maybe if you're already into this, maybe you have time now to make some changes. I don't know. Try a different property type. Do some different kind of investing. Change your number. Buy some bigger properties.
Move to a different county.
Yeah.
From a campaign standpoint.
A different state.
Mm-hmm. Do a micro mailer.
Right. Test a bunch of different areas. So
start a podcast. Fail at a podcast.
Yeah. Write a blog on your own website. Nothing wrong with that. Get a website. Just so I love it. Also, now that you have this time and you're actually thinking about trying something, stay focused. Set yourself some goals.
Try a new
That's
scotch.
How Jack. Drink more. No.
Buy a new car.
Kids are back in school. Day drinking time again. No.
That's your job, Jill.
That's not what that means. No. Did you drink before the show?
No.
I'm just teasing.
So, not this show.
Not this one. Yesterday's show. That was a whole different thing. No.
Take the transmission out of your car.
Oh, my gosh.
No, don't do that.
No. What do you want to say about the kids back in school?
I have, like you, I know you do, because we talk about this a lot, a massive list of content-driven stuff that I need to get done.
Mm-hmm.
It's always content now, because we're fortunate enough, Jill, to all the busy work and things that go on, like choosing accounting software. We have other people do that, so that's good. I have, now that the kids are back in school, it's all me in front of a camera or in front of a microphone getting this stuff done or in front of a typewriter. Listen to me, typewriter, in front of a keyboard. Creating unique content is really in the business that we're in now. Fortunately, we have enough people who listen to our crap and believe there's some value in it to perpetuate this.
Jack and Jill's new motto. Yes, there are such things as stupid questions, but listen to our crap and we'll tell you all about it. That's our new tagline.
If you're interested in wasting a half hour,
right, listen to
tune
our crap.
In tomorrow.
What the heck?
No,
oh,
I mean,
somebody's
how about
getting
you?
Punchy. Are you,
you
sure you didn't drink a little? What's
no,
in your
no,
coffee
no,
cup?
No.
All right, I just teased it. So.
What's on your list?
What's on my list? You know, shortening up my deadlines.
Oh, nice.
And making more concrete deadlines. So, you know, my biggest fault is I'm a huge fan of not beating yourself up and cutting yourself some slack. Slash, however, I'm here to tell you there is such a thing as cutting yourself a little too much slack. And I think I've been doing that a little bit because, hey, but there's a volleyball tournament. But, hey, there's this. Oh, but, hey, we've been invited to this event. So, I have cut myself a little too much slack. It's really easy, everyone, to go too hardcore and you get burnout. And then you go too easy on yourself and then you're like, okay, now I'm getting nothing done. You got to find that sweet spot.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you find it, stay with it.
Right.
You know, and then give yourself breaks. You do have to give yourself a break. It's like a diet. If you're on a diet and you eat every single day on a diet, you will go crazy and boy, you will binge. You will, something's going to happen and you'll go off it. But if you give yourself a little break now and then, okay, every Saturday or whatever, give yourself something, I can have a little of this, then you can do that. Reward yourself along the way too. You know, you're working on some big stuff. What if you have a day job and now you're starting this on the side? That's usually how our people get rolling in this. Most people aren't sitting around with a lot of extra cash. Some are, but a lot aren't, and they're doing this on the side, you know, to get rolling and see how it goes. And next thing you know, I mean, eventually, if you do it right, it can replace your day job. But lost my train of thought there.
Welcome to Coffee Talk with Jill. Today's topic, staying motivated.
Oh, my gosh. And staying on topic, like Jill just lost
and
it.
And remembering what we're talking about
today. I know.
Today.
Shucks, I'm all over the
Talk.
Place today. You know what? When you give me a vague, open topic like this, I'll go all over the place. It's amazing I'm getting anything done.
It is actually amazing.
Right? Oh, my gosh.
When you put your mind to it, Jill, and you have one thing to do, not 15, which doesn't happen that often,
right.
Which is this whole kids thing and back in school.
Oh, yeah, that's
you take all this crap out of your life and sit there and do some stuff, you knock it out of the park.
Thank you.
I'll give you an example. Jill, there's nobody better person on this planet to close a real estate deal than
Thank
Jill
you.
DeWitt.
Oh.
This is what happens. This is
Thank
really
you.
What happens. I send out these mailers. We have people answering the phones, whether it's in-house or outsourced. Stuff goes into a database. I review it. Jill's having a cup of coffee.
Yes,
right,
I am.
All throughout this whole process.
Mm-hmm.
And then I decide of the 15 or 20 properties that are perpetually in the database that look like they would be good candidates, I decide on one or two that I know we're going to make some money on.
Mm-hmm.
And then I am out. I give Jill the phone number. She goes in the database, gets all the information. And I'll tell you what, she closes the deal.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that's going to stop her. There's no title issue that's going to stop her. And I guess this just comes with practice, Jill. I don't know.
I think
you trust me that much.
Nature.
That's your problem.
I think this is nature more than nurture, and I love it. I get a kick out of it. So here's how it really goes. Jack will say, "I want that property for this price," and I'm like, and it looks impossible to people. Like, oh, that's not going to happen.
Well, the price is usually determined, but sometimes it's not price as much as it ends up being. You know, price it once in a while.
It is price. You want the asset for X.
Well,
really.
Usually it's coming back off of a mailer and the price prior to it, you know, you love the asset. Maybe you got to shave $10,000 off of it or something like that. Absolutely.
You're but I'm just saying you have
that.
A set price. You made an offer for a reason.
But the stuff that amazes me,
yeah.
Where I think most people give up, like, oh, by the way, I'm glad we agreed on this price and everything. But I failed to mention a week ago that my mom died 3 years ago and the house is in her name. And you will find a way to get the deal done.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff involved when that happens.
Mm-hmm. I'm good at putting people together, but my biggest, where I was going with the pricing is, that's the most fun for me.
Oh,
it's
yeah?
like, game on. That's where I thought you were going, because that's what I really love to do. When you say, I want this asset for this price, I'm like, all right, watch me. Because I just hit it with a boat.
Yeah, you did.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of fun. I want it for this. All right, here I go. Watch this.
We just bought an extremely large name brand boat for about 20%
of what it's worth.
Of what we could sell it for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
So that, and you know, that wasn't a...
That was fun.
That was a... You're right on the pricing there. That was not... Mm-hmm. The letters went out on that, and it came back... The price on the letter, Jill got it for much less than actually even priced it on the letter. Mm-hmm. That is a good example.
Mm-hmm.
We should do it more often.
Thank you. Hey, let's do a whole business with that.
Hey, we could make a whole business out of buying real estate. I'm sending stuff out.
Goodness. Love it.
If you have a question or you want to be on... Oh, sorry. Join us in another episode where we discuss creative marketing for properties, sales,
and
not acquisitions.
We answer Sham God's question about buying weird-shaped property.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Weird-shaped property?
I thought there's a lot of weird-shaped property. Most properties are not a rectangle or a square. It's kind of funny. Imagine if they were.
Do you know, in the eyes of the law, every single piece of property is unique. There's no such thing as a property, that like-kind property.
What do you mean in the eyes of the law?
So legally, we're sitting on a piece of property right now.
Right.
And there's one next door that looks pretty the same.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not. In the eyes of the law, it's an entirely and completely different entity. So we all sit around and say, oh, we should do it $155 an acre or $180 a square foot, and we should send it out to this whole zip code. In our eyes, it's all kind of the same, but legally, it's really different. I ran into this recently. Apparently, you don't care.
You mean with zoning a little bit? Or I'm trying to figure out where you... Where
legally.
You, what is... I mean, what do you mean?
It doesn't matter. I mean, we can go into this and really... I think that I'm...
I'd like
I'm
to.
I'm going down the boring path. Dad's down I'd the like boring
to,
path.
I'd like to really Dad's dive into this in great depth with you, privately, off the air, in a closet with a bottle of wine.
I have never heard you say that sentence. Can you please give me more details on that? I really, really want to know. Please finish your story, Jack. It's so fascinating.
Please tell me the legal ramifications of...
Please talk more. I've never heard you say any of those sentences.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, if you like our show, maybe not this one, but in general, please subscribe and rate us on iTunes or wherever you are listening.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued boats.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.